The robots are taking over Bankers Life Fieldhouse. Teams from elementary schools, middle schools, and high schools, regular public schools, private schools, and those bad charters, there's some good charters, will all be there as part of the third annual IndyVex Robotics Competition, and y'all need to come down and cheer these young people on. It's free. You don't have to pay nothing. You might even get to park the garage at Banker's Life for free, and I am here with Paramount School of Excellence Green. I've got the sixth grade team from Paramount School of Excellence. That's, they had A school, amen. And I got in the house, all sixth graders, Clark Miller. Clark is the serious one because he's giving me this look. He's got his arms folded and he says, and he's got a hat on that says, danger, robot in use. Danger, Will Robinson. We've got Soraya McMurray is in the house. And Latoya Radford is in the house. And Erica Frazier from the staff is just trying to keep an eye on me to make sure I treat. And these young people are kind of standing back shy. This is radio. You don't have to be shy. So, and I'm looking at the robot. What is this thing? And what are you guys going to be doing when you win the championship this weekend down at the field house? Don't be shy now. What am I looking at?
Our robot that we made.
What is it, got a name?
The elevation. Okay. Master.
When you turn it on, what will it do in the competition?
Well, the main priority, the main objective of this robot is to take and stack blocks. And taking blocks and putting them in the scoring zone. And that will help us win the championship.
Wait a minute. You telling me this robot will be able to pick up blocks, take it down the street, and put the blocks in a special zone, and the more it does that, you all will get the championship and I can brag on you on Monday?
That is correct.
How long did it take for you to make this?
It took a couple of weeks. First, we started off with a basic robot. Then we made it. We improved it so it could be like that one.
Now, are you three the ones that did this, or did y'all have help?
We had help from two other members in the middle school team.
So now, is Paramount, do you have a middle school team and an elementary team, or are you it for the school?
We have a middle school team and an elementary team.
So how does doing all this work, how does this help you with your regular schoolwork? Does it help you with your math and stuff?
Well, it helps us. Well, we have a STEM research project, and that we do research, and STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math.
No, really?
So we have to do research and draw up a conclusion and a hypothesis and about our subject.
Don't worry about all these people here. It's just you and me.
Our subject.
Okay. Was it fun to do?
Yes.
Is it fun to do?
Yes.
Or is it more fun because you got out of at least one or two classes to be here with me today?
It was fun for both. And because, like, I'm doing stuff that I haven't done before. Like going to Louisville.
Wait, you went to Louisville?
No, we're going.
Teacher, you're trying to talk without the microphone. Now, where did they go?
Last year, we got to go to Anaheim, California, because Latoya was on one of the competition teams that won here in Indiana for the STEM research project.
For listeners that aren't familiar, first of all, what is Paramount School of Excellence?
Paramount School of Excellence is a charter school on the Near East Side that offers classes for students in K through 8th grade.
And it's been a charter, what now? What, 6-7 years now?
This is our 5th year open.
See, boy, time flies when you're having fun. And how important was it that the young people, guided by the teachers and staff, made it to that A-level grade this past school year?
It was really important for all of our students and our staff that we made it to that A grade level. That means our students are doing everything that they can do, and we're able to provide the best education possible for our students.
How does Paramount students participating in the VEX Robotics, how does this help them? How does it help the other students? And does the student body understand that this is just as cool as if this were the soccer team or the chess team?
I think that our student body thinks that this is a really cool thing. We had 68 students come out for our competition team, and we only were able to select 5 for the middle school and 5 for the elementary. So we had to turn away 58 students from the robotics team this year.
And I notice it's not just fellas, because when I went to the competition last year, it was mostly fellas, but you got fellas and young ladies. Are you all finding that young ladies, that girls are starting to get into the robotics thing?
Yeah, I think that actually our middle school team is comprised of 5 students, and 3 of them are female. So we have 3 females and 2 males, and our elementary team also has some females. So we definitely had a lot of girls interested in robotics this year.
Now, I got to ask you guys, so Clark, do you know what you want to be when you grow up?
I'm not quite sure. I'm kind of deciding on an actor or scientist.
An actor?
Yes.
You already got the look. I've seen that look on 2 or 3 actors already. Soraya, do you know what you want to be yet when you grow up?
Well, I would either like to be a teacher or a dancer.
All right, teacher, stay with teacher. There, you know, dancer's cool, but teacher's is a little bit more important. And Latoya, you know what you want to be when you grow up?
I want to be an engineer.
An engineer?
Yes.
And so you could design me one of these kind of robots so that 20 years from now, it'll be able to bring me my food, and all I got to do is sit in my easy chair and watch my 100-inch screen TV.
I'll try.
I think you're going to do better than try. I think you're going to do it. So when I come down tomorrow afternoon, I'll be looking for you guys, because you guys are going to be wearing the green and the hats?
Yes.
All right, I'm going to be looking for you. Put your hands together for Latoya Radford, Soraya McMurray, Clark Miller. They are part of the middle school team at Paramount School of Excellence in the 3rd annual Indy Vox Robotics Competition. There's IPS schools, there's township schools, there's charter schools, there's parochial schools, there's faith-based schools, all working together. And when you come down to the field house, they will show these robots and the kids on the giant, humongous, world's biggest video screen that hangs over the, do you all know that? That hangs over the court at, what is that? Is that a big deal when you look up at the screen and say, oh, there I am?
Yes, it really is for us.
Was that a big deal?
Yeah.
He's ready to be an actor. He's got a little, what's that quiet? You got a little Jimmy Stewart in you. I can tell right now. Good luck to all of you this weekend. Thanks very much for being with us.
You're welcome.
All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk to the folks from Hoosiers for Quality Education. They're so happy that Paramount is here. It's also...